Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from the Holy Gospel we heard just a moment ago. I repeat to you the words of the angels. We read, "And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased." Peace. The angels sang of peace when, let's be honest, didn't seem like much peace going on in Jerusalem or Bethlehem or anywhere else in the ancient world those days, did it? Judea, where Jesus was born, where Mary and Joseph lived, overrun by Roman soldiers. Herod would just a short time later send his soldiers in to kill all the small children, the baby boys that are 2 years old, in Bethlehem. In fact, that violence kind of sort of followed Jesus all throughout his ministry, didn't it? People trying to throw rocks at him, them eventually arresting him, nailing him to a cross. Then you extend it into the early years of the church. Not a lot of peace if you were a follower of Jesus Christ. In fact, it would seem that there's a distinct lack of peace wherever Jesus goes and wherever his people go. In fact, Jesus himself said in Luke's gospel, the same book that tells us of the angels singing of peace on earth, Jesus himself said in chapter 12, "Do you think that I have come to give peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division." Peace? Maybe not. There are two things that we don't talk about in our culture, isn't that right? Politics and religion, right? A lot of you have family together. I don't imagine many of you are going to sit down around the Christmas meal and start it off by saying, "Let's go around the table. Everyone say, how do you feel about President Trump?" Maybe that would be fun at your Christmas dinner. I don't know if I want that at mine. Same thing with religion, right? What do you believe about Jesus Christ? What are your feelings about the church? Not popular dinner conversation. Since Jesus came and the angels sang of peace on earth, there's a distinct lack of peace. So the question is, were the angels full of it? Were they kidding themselves? Well, an angel is a messenger. In fact, that's what the word angel means. Think of the word evangelism. That's the word angel right in the middle of it. That has to do with the message of the gospel of Jesus. An angel is a messenger. So the angels aren't sharing their own words. They are given words by God to be delivered. So this message of peace on earth isn't the angel's own message. It's given to them by God. He is the one who goes to these shepherds in the middle of the field and proclaims to them that there is now peace on earth. This child born in Bethlehem is born to bring you peace. Now, Jesus may have said that he didn't come to bring peace. And he wasn't lying to us. We'll get to that in a moment. There are all these places where Jesus does talk about the peace he brings. He forgives a sinful woman in the house of Simon the Pharisee. And he says, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Or healing a woman with a bleeding problem. He says to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace." Or at the very end of Luke's gospel, chapter 24, when he first appears to his disciples after his resurrection, he says, "Peace to you." Jesus is certainly about peace, but his peace is much different than the world understands it. Because the peace of which the angels sing is peace that now exists between God in heaven and humankind here on earth. This whole earth was in need of peace with God. And actually, that goes all the way back to the very beginning. You go all the way back to the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve eating of the fruit, disobeying the word of the Lord. From that very moment, chaos entered the world. Or in better words, sin entered the world. And wherever there has been sin, there has been a lack of peace. Except where Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, He is the Prince of Peace, the one who comes to establish peace with God. Born this day in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. He is a Savior because He takes the sin of the entire world and He carries it to a cross. He bears it upon His shoulders. He bears it upon His brow, bleeding sweating blood. He bows His head and dies for the sin that has caused us such a lack of peace. A lot of us at this time of year, I talked a little bit about it this morning in our sermon, we lament how the world hates Christians in so many ways. How they think we're prideful and arrogant and self-righteous. There's some truth to that. Many of us are prideful, arrogant, and self-righteous. And you know what? That can make us an opponent of Christmas as well. Because here's the reality, my dear friends in Christ. Christmas is for sinners. And if you can't count yourself among the sinners, I'm afraid I don't have much to offer you. Christmas doesn't have much to offer you. The Old Testament reading from Isaiah 9 talked about people walking in darkness, or as we heard in our epistle, those enslaved to ungodliness and worldly passions. Do you know who those scripture readings are talking about? You and me. We are people lacking peace. Each and every day, confronted by a world of sin and evil and wickedness and disease and hatred and violence around every corner. With every time we click on Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, whatever your news website of choice is, whenever we turn on our 24-hour news station, read the newspaper, click on our Facebook feeds, wherever we go, peace is missing. It's because every single one of us walk in darkness, diseased by sin, chaos, lack of peace. People who walked in darkness. But, as Isaiah reminded us, those who walked in darkness have seen a great light. The light of the world, Jesus Christ, comes to establish peace between you and God the Father. Between me and God the Father. This night, dear friends in Christ, there is peace between you and heaven. It's a difference when an angel gives a message. Angels don't come from down the road, from the next country over. An angel comes from God Himself, from heaven. And He sends the angels to those shepherds to let them know there is peace. Even when our eyes betray us, our senses betray us, when everything we see around us says no peace, there is peace with God. Because the one born in Bethlehem is Savior of the world. And though the lack of peace and the chaos will continue in this world until that child born in Bethlehem returns again, we as Christians look forward with hope to the return of our King, who will establish peace forever. Tonight, as you gather here with friends and family, as you carry out your Christmas traditions, I want you to ask yourself, where's your lack of peace? Maybe it's discomfort with this world around you and all its problems. Maybe some family problems going on and clouding your Christmas celebration. Maybe there's money problems that are real for so many people. Maybe it's sickness or disease. Maybe it's not your own sickness or disease, but that of a loved one, someone that has you concerned. Maybe it's guilt over a past sin or sins or something right now that burdens you. To you, the angels say, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he's pleased. With whom is God pleased? He's pleased with you. Because his son Jesus came and died for you. Covered you in his righteousness. Covered you in his forgiveness. Purchased for you his kingdom. My dear family in Christ here at our Redeemer, peace be with you. As we join together and continue to sing glory to God in the highest, the one who establishes peace with us this night and always. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.